The Devil's Grave, a collection of short crime and horror stories by Raina Alliston. AI narrated with the voice of Mary. Content warning. This is a crime and horror short story collection with dark themes. This book may contain content that triggers some readers, including death, murder, and abuse. For a full list of warnings, please refer to the book details page on my official website at rainaalliston.com. Branded. Let's start at the end, because the beginning is cold and sinister. Unlike the blood splattered all over the wall, our love held no pattern. It was a disheveled mess. My pain evaporated your wet kisses, erasing your design from time. Freedom embraced me, relinquishing your spell, but those eyes taunted, called for me. I gave in, allowing your disease to penetrate my flesh. My desire welcomed your anguish. I never questioned your flame. Instead, I danced with your fire and let it brand my heart. Now I sit over your corpse, wondering why we began in the first place. Dr. Sam. I turned the sharp corner and stumbled into the room. The swinging door slammed against my leg, forcing my body to the floor. I hid in the corner as they ran down the hall. Glimpses of Dr. Sam's madness came into view as the overhead light flickered. A glass case full of eyes sat on a table. Next to it rested a severed head with sewn lips. I moved into the adjoining room. The chill suffocated me. My eyes fixated on the faces of the bodies hanging from the meat hooks. My nostrils flared as I stared at my clone. Death's Choir. My shadow crept below the pier last night, hovering over an innocent smile. My pain sung, blotting out another's light. I sat alone, pondering this existence. I'd become him, the one who invited the serpent into our home. I'd become what I fought so hard against, yet secretly craved. My hands sought repentance. I told myself what happened last night would never happen again, but my tongue told tales, for I'd already planned his finale. My shadow will creep and pain will sing again, but this time for the one who deserved to be serenaded by Death's Choir. Feed. When I was young, I always knew I was different. My parents kept me away from other children. My siblings were my only friends. There were others in the community like us, but for safety reasons, we were spread apart. It wasn't until my early 20s I realized the gift I held. But in order to survive, I had to feed. Blood, the vital element I craved, ran through the veins of those who trembled in fear in my presence. I remained in the shadows for years, but as I stood over her body, I knew what needed to be done. Doomed. Blind is the soul of man. Shallow is the heart of man. Closed is the mind of hollowness. Professor Stevenson closed the book and looked around the room. What does that conjure inside of you? Students shuffled in their chairs and lowered their heads as the room grew silent. No one has an opinion to share, he asked as he walked around the room. It means we're fucked. Everyone laughed as Professor Stevenson stood next to my desk. Blind, shallow, hollow. We're empty, Christine said. Void of happiness, doomed to die. Some sooner than others. You know, like Mrs. Stevenson,